Hello, and welcome to the introduction to this resource of mindfulness recordings. My name is Greg Berdoulis, and I'm a mindfulness coach. I've spent 7 years practicing mindfulness intensively in Burma, and I've been teaching mindfulness internationally since 2008. I created and recorded the exercises you're about to hear. I personally welcome you to this collection. In this section, I'll explain mindfulness and how to use the recordings for maximum benefit. Mindfulness is paying attention to what's happening in the present moment in a way that is free of judgment. You could call it intentional wakefulness. It keeps you focused and in the here and now. Mindfulness trains you to be steady. It provides perspective and context for the thoughts and feelings that otherwise might engulf or overwhelm you. As you practice mindfulness, you develop your attention to be curious, accepting, and caring, welcoming whatever it finds. Nothing is turned away. Mindfulness can be like discovering what's already here. Mindfulness encourages your brain to let go of distractions and focus more on what's in front of you. This can have a big impact on resilience, relationships, sleep, and many other parts of your life. In my years practicing and teaching mindfulness, I've seen the tremendous benefits this practice can have for individuals and the people around them. Researchers in neuroscience have discovered that mindfulness trains the prefrontal lobe area of your brain, as well as enhancing other areas associated with learning, memory, intuition, and self-insight. Conversely, mindfulness has been shown to lower brain activity linked to stress and anxiety. Mindfulness doesn't change what happens to us. It changes how we respond to what happens to us. Because there's less worry about the future and less reliving the past, there's less reacting out of blind habit. In this way, mindfulness offers us the freedom and power to choose our response. In that choice lays our dignity, growth, and happiness. That's why some people say that mindfulness is about waking up and experiencing life as fully and meaningfully as possible. Think about this. The more mindful we are, the more present we are, which means that we see situations more clearly and have more control over our reactive patterns. The result is better choices and more effective responses to situations big and small. Now that's worth a little time and effort. In this collection, you'll find recordings that use mindfulness to develop skills vital to living with more ease and less stress, more harmony and less strife, more spontaneity, gratitude, and creativity, and less rigidity, apathy, and tired routine. Each exercise lasts 10 to 15 minutes. Each introduction lasts 3 to 5 minutes. Listen to the introduction for each skill at least once. To get the most from these recordings, give them your full attention. Don't listen half-heartedly. Follow the instructions as well as you can. It's helpful to have a pen and paper nearby to jot down notes about your experience. You can do these exercises in a posture that is as comfortable as possible and allows you to stay alert. Close the door and silence your phone so you won't be interrupted. Remember, you can stop these exercises at any time if you become too uncomfortable. use these exercises as a time just for you to rest and nourish yourself in a profound way. It's not selfish to take time to take care of yourself like this, because you aren't the only one to benefit. The people around you will be better off because you will be more relaxed, more generous, and more lighthearted. You already have the capacity for awareness, calm, gratitude, compassion, and lightheartedness. Together, we will develop and refine these ways of being so we abide in them more and engage them more easily when facing the inner and outer challenges of our lives. Finally, perhaps mindfulness will become a way of life that is fully engaged, fully connected, and fully lived. I wish you the very best on your mindfulness journey.